Today is April 5th, 2024, and this is the Pulse Museum's daily centennial moment. Fetch Seattlemen here in motor cars to See No Hotel. Organization of a motor caravan to start from Seattle early in May to bring Puget Sound businessmen to Grace Harbor to celebrate the opening of the Emerson, Hoquiam's new hotel, and the Hotel Mork, Aberdeen, was proposed by C.S. Kalpinger, manager of the Aberdeen Hostelry, in a speech before the Hoquiam Commercial Club yesterday. Mr. Kalpinger said that he had talked with Harry Gauman, president of the State Hotel Men's Association, and Douglas Sheeler of the Automobile Club of Washington, and both were anxious to assist in arranging to have the two new hotels fittingly introduced to others of the state. Commercial organizations of the two cities should cooperate in the matter for their mutual benefit. Date for such a celebration will have to be chosen later, as Mr. Kalpinger said it would be up to the management of the Emerson to say whether it would be convenient to entertain either April 30th, when the local hotel is to be thrown open to the public, or May 1st, when it is formally opened for business. The Aberdeen Chamber of Commerce is to hold the annual banquet in the new Hotel Mork Friday, May 2nd, and if the visitors do not come before that date, it probably would be best to wait until the next week, he said. The Mork will open within 2 or 3 days. In other news, some accidents caused by roads. Poor driving is not the only factor causing accidents, according to Lloyd Bowen and Harold McKinney of the Aero Electric Company, who encountered rather bad luck on the North River Road about 2 miles this side of Vesta the other day. Finding the road rather slippery for safe driving, they started back with Mr. Bowen at the wheel. Almost the first thing, they skidded and struck another car. "Give me that wheel," exclaimed McKinney. After taking the wheel, the car immediately skidded into a sedan. They arrived in town anything but a pleasant frame of mind, which is par for many coming off that terrible road on a wet day. A headlight and fender of their delivery car were damaged. In other news, burglars carry away 15 chairs from warehouse. Search was underway tonight by police for thieves who broke into a warehouse in East Aberdeen belonging to Grant Smith Porter Shipbuilding Company and stole 15 orchestra chairs. Officials of the company told Desk Sergeant William Atwell that the burglars forced a lock on the door and evidently carried the chairs away in a truck. The robbery was discovered this afternoon. O. Southard, 601 West River Street, reported to police headquarters that the thieves stripped his automobile of its accessories and also took a toolkit from the car. The machine was parked in front of Southard's house. The robbery was perpetrated early this evening. And in the city and county news, John Beretich, Wishkaw Valley farmer, is in a local hospital tonight seriously injured following an automobile accident 6 miles from Aberdeen on the Wishkaw Road. According to Martin Larson of the Aberdeen Ambulance Company, who fetched the injured man, the truck upon which Beretich was riding turned over in a ditch. Dr. Watkins, who attended Beretich, said that he will recover. The truck was badly damaged. And finally, lazy spouse jailed. Charged with deserting his wife, John Godin, 30, was arrested late this afternoon by Constable A.G. Hopkins in Aberdeen and lodged in the city jail. Gordon's attractive young wife was charging her husband with non-support. He is held without bail. He will be arraigned in Justice W.M. Bommert's court tomorrow. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on April 5, 1924. The Polson is excited to welcome you back to your community's history museum starting this Saturday, April 6th, with a free admission open house from 11 to 4. Come and see all the changes we've made during our winter closure with the launching of 3 new exhibits that explore transportation, maritime, and manufacturing history here on the harbor. The centerpiece exhibit, The Spectacular Vanishes, When Horses Left the Harbor, takes an in-depth look at the first 3 decades of the last century when true horsepower gave way to mechanized power. Starting this Saturday, the museum will be open Wednesdays to Saturdays 11 to 4 and Sundays noon to 4. As always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Pulse Museum's daily centennial moment.